Welcome to That's All, folks. This is the Valentine's Day episode. It's about a month later than Valentine's Day, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But I actually wanted to do this on Valentine's Day, but this is actually the Valentine's Day episode.
What's going on, everybody? It's Zach's show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you took off live. It was never live.
You know what? Just for, like, copyright purposes, we probably go back to live. Hey, what is
that? Okay, so
I haven't done it in a while.
Let me do a teaser at the beginning. Yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I probably had top 10 worst days of my life. Probably, maybe top 5.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus. Didn't see that coming. Didn't. Okay.
It involved love. And it wasn't good. It was extremely depressing. I'm trying to think what I can tease.
I think.
Because I want to get to it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good tease.
All right. I want to start with a metaphor. I've been thinking about this. We were talking about buying a kayak. We want to buy kayaks. And I was saying I wanted to get an inflatable kayak. Right?
Right. Yeah, you wanted to get an inflatable kayak, which I said. I'm getting a hard tail. So, yeah, I'm just a hard kayak. But
What did you say about the inflatable? Why wouldn't you want it?
I thought it might... It would be slower and it might pop.
And I thought, yeah, that's the thing that scares me about the inflatable kayak too. But I thought there's no way that the kayak designers wouldn't make like multiple chambers within the kayak so that if you popped one thing, that maybe there's like redundancy so that other things will have air still.
There's maybe two.
It's got to be chambers. Two or three.
Yeah, I would think.
So I started with this metaphor. So like if you pop it, you can still keep going. You know, it sucks. Maybe you sink a little bit, but you can keep going, right? I feel like over the past 2-ish years, I have been like the multiple chambered canoe.
Okay. Gotcha.
When it comes to love.
Yeah, I mean...
And by that, I mean, I didn't ever focus on any one person. I had a few people that I was like, they're in my orbit. I know them. Maybe there's something there. But I was trying hard to not put all my air in one chamber, to go back to the boat metaphor.
Sure. Yeah. I get it. I mean, you're kind of just like dating and like...
And I have never dated in my life. And so it was really unusual for me to even do that because I was like, basically, I'm a like all or nothing kind of person. And that was kind of a mistake. That was a mistake, I think, because, you know, maybe everybody I go date isn't the right person. I have to like sort of have a time period where they reveal themselves to me and then... I say, you know what, after spending some time with this person, they are the right. And that's what I was trying to do, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean,
I think that's the normal mode most people.
Yeah, I mean, you're actually, like, trying to commit to, like, a relationship, I guess. So you really don't really ever know until you do. So I don't know.
So as a rule, everybody I dated, I was just like, this is nothing. This is temporary. You know, like I'm not going to date you exclusively, whatever. Right.
You were upfront about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really. Okay.
Or not, maybe not upfront, but we never like said, hey, we're boyfriend, girlfriend type thing. Really nothing got so far. Well, the conversation did come up. If we got to the point where it seemed like we should, we did, but like, or there was like one or two dates and it's like that wouldn't come up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's not like a conversation you're having with just someone you've hooked up with.
Also, the good thing about the dating apps is you can sort of put that in your preferences. So like they can just read that, you know what I mean? Like what you're looking for, short term, long term.
Is that what you have?
Yeah. I even.
Okay. That's good.
So that's over the past year or so, I've had a lot of like Snapchat girlfriends, WhatsApp girlfriends. They're not actually here. They're digital.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think I have had a couple of those in my day.
And I think those are really nice. But and then sometimes, like, you know, I'll have like a person, I'll date somebody in real life and it'll like go okay, but then maybe we'll go on one date and it'll flop and we won't talk to each other again or something will happen. But the good news is, yeah, I had other digital girlfriends that sort of kept me afloat.
Right.
To go back to that metaphor, I was able to have bad things happen in certain between me and other people. Losing someone, it's just things going weird or yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Things that would normally make me sad did make me sad for like maybe a half a day or a day or two, but ultimately I had other people that liked me and so I stayed afloat.
Right. For sure.
Maybe I'm going too far into this.
A little unfortunately. Yeah, let's yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. You're setting it up. But yeah, I get it. You're dating, but you're not looking for anything serious. So yeah, I mean, yeah, you're just dating, like, and yeah, I mean,
okay. So yeah, I'm doing what a lot of people do, I guess.
Right.
But that's new for me because my mode, my default mode is like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
That just like in love, this is sure, it, sure. Baby, romantic Disney style.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
And we were talking.
Everybody likes to do that.
And we were talking about this the other day. I think that the love, what love should be, what love is sold to us in TV, movies, stories, etc. And it's a big promise about what kind of things it should do to your life.
It's shoved in our face like fucking McDonald's sandwiches, and they're fucking 10 for $1.
And because of that, I think, and even though I know intellectually that love is a lie, that the promises of love are a lie, I still believe it, and unfortunately, in my heart.
Yeah.
That's where it matters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we haven't lost you by now, you're hooked.
What are you saying about that?
I'm talking to the audience.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
We're getting into the meat of the issue. Love isn't real. I mean, listening. I don't want to believe it, but
I think there's great things about relationships and it can fulfill a lot of
For sure. But it's there's so much more to it, which I feel like I'm just starting to realize.
So, I mean, fill in the audience. I was in a 9-year relationship with someone. I feel like during that time I learned a lot, for sure. But
oh yeah, I can imagine. I can't.
I also learned what not to do.
Right.
Because it ended for a reason. I mean, I did the wrong thing, I guess. I don't know. I was in a 3-year one.
Yeah, relationship.
Almost immediate. Well, I guess it was a year and a half after that, I was in another 3-year relationship. Mm-hmm. That one was bad.
Yeah.
I'd say the first one was very good. Second one was bad.
Yeah.
But I guess the reason why I got into the second one was because I was in the
recovery.
I was rebounding, but also because my only mode was long term. Yeah. I was like, I don't know.
I mean,
not to go into details, I did try to break it off early on, but
yeah.
Eventually I believed in it. I was like, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. And so I was like, I
remember that period of time.
I felt like I accidentally got slipped into that like quicksand. And I know, and so then I saw myself do that and I was like, okay, you need to not, this is when I was like, made the rule in my head, like, don't, no matter what, this is just getting to know somebody. This is a trial period. Mm-hmm. No matter how you feel, this is a trial period. Don't fool yourself.
Yeah, no, I think that's smart. Like, it's all, like,
but
yeah.
I fell for the trap.
Yeah, sure.
I was stupid. You know the classic siren myth? The mermaids on the rocks calling you to the rocks and they crash your boat?
Yeah.
It's basically like a anti-feminist. No, it's like a... It's basically, I think, based on the idea that, like, you know, girls make you do dumb shit.
Yeah, I mean...
Whether or not that's nature or nurture.
So do guys, though, you know. You could say the same thing.
Definitely.
Like, yeah, people are low-key trying to get love drunk out here, and I'm a victim, too. Once I get a little sip, I fucking take the bottle and I just gulp until it's all fucking gone. Like, I'm... You know, I'm no Superman.
is that from
what song is that?
Is that like the Scrubs theme song?
Yeah, look, it is.
I'm no Superman.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say about that.
I'm the same. I guess I'm saying so, I know how stupid I can get. Yeah. I know how fucking zombie-like I can get, and so I had to make a hard rule in my head. Don't, nothing serious.
What's the soundtrack to that rule?
Like, part, like, maybe like...
Like Polyphia type shit?
Are you trying to say like, it's like the soundtrack to like...
The soundtrack to the rule of no, like nothing serious, like you're on this like kind of like, more guarded battle, if you will.
Love is a battle. Is there someone that says love is a battlefield?
I mean,
what is love, baby, don't hurt me. Maybe that, because I'm saying, what is love, don't hurt me.
I mean, and it's like when you got a heart like a truck.
No, at this point I do have a heart like a truck. It's being drugged, dude, through the mud.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, dude. Like, I've been single most of my life, so it's just kind of, it's just so much more normal for me, I think. I'm just like, this is where I am. Like, I am just a fucking being on this rock. And I'm like, I'm stupid. I'm an animal. Like, I am fucking stupid. Like, I know that I am getting smarter, but yeah, like, I've proven myself to be not the best at relationships. So, but yeah, like, there's definitely periods of time where you fucking, that is, it be like that. And you literally just gotta put one foot in front of the other.
It'd be up. Like what?
It'd be depressing.
Oh, to be alone.
Yeah, it sucks.
Where you get rejected of some type.
That shit hits heavy. Like, no fucking way around that. But yeah, you get the heart like a truck. But
well, so. Yeah, my technique had been working.
Your technique had been working by just what, hooking up and like having like little like flingies?
Flingies, exactly. And then like things would get sad. Sometimes, like, you know, somebody would stop talking to me. Mm. Or yeah, like they wouldn't answer. They wouldn't make it to the text or something like that.
Sure.
Or maybe it was even small things, like whenever you match with somebody on Bumble, you talk to them for a little bit and then they stop talking to you there. That can be really sad too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because you create a little bit of like a narrative in your head, and like, but yeah, you just, unfortunately, you just gotta move forward.
So let's get into the meat of it, I guess, of what happened yesterday. 2 days ago, I invited some, I got like a room at a hotel with like a resort, a pool, bar, restaurant sort of vibe here in town. And our plan was to hang out there. Of course, we were probably going to have sex. Look, that's what you would do there. But I was actually looking forward to just having a fun time hanging out. I brought snacks. I brought my guitar. I brought the temporary tattoo thing that I got so we could draw tattoos. I had a lot of fun planned. It wasn't just about the sex.
Right.
But you wanted- she did not come.
She didn't what?
She did not show up.
That was my fear. So what happened? Like, there was no, that was it? Like, no response? Like,
there were a few responses.
Was it like, had you guys been talking like all day about the shit, or was it
no? But here, okay, the context is, this is somebody that, guys, if you can hear it, we're in the garage right now outside. Their plane just went by. There's a bird in the garage.
Chilling on the grill, like munching some like chicken fat. Probably tastes good as fuck.
It's a nice looking bird.
He's kind of doing his own thing though, so I'm letting him be.
So I was dating this bird in the spring. Back in the spring.
It makes it a lot more sense when you say it that way. Yeah, so you're back in the spring, you date this bird, remember it?
Yeah. I was dating this bird back in the spring, and we went on a few dates. This was this girl.
Do you mind if I grab a non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah. Go ahead. So back in the spring, I met this girl on Bumble, and I'm going to try not to say anything. You're not going to be able to identify her, but the thing that compelled me to her was that she was cute, and in her main picture on Bumble, she was crying, like tears running down her face. And I was like, and she looked cute with the tears. And I was like, that's pretty weird. So I swiped on her, and we matched, and I asked her about it. Anyway, we hit it off, and she said, like, you know, she likes bands like Beach House and stuff, like Dream Pop. And I was like, cool, I know a lot of that. I'll send her some tracks. And I was sending her all these like tracks that I like that touch my heart. Sure. She was liking them.
Sure.
We hit it off. We went on a date. The first date I tried to plan with her, I didn't like specify exactly what time we wanted to meet up that day, and then she like didn't respond, and the first date was kind of a failure, which what happened to me just now is kind of an echo of that. First date, I didn't like give her enough information, we didn't talk about it enough, and then it was like it was too late.
I think I remember that
you were there, and you told me I fucked up because I waited too late to like say something.
Yeah, in my book of online dating, yeah, that was not you needed to give that heads up in a decent amount,
maybe the day before, early morning, maybe,
or like you like 11 a.m latest is confirmation.
Yeah, and I think I did it at like 1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so like you make a date with somebody, you say, okay, let's go out Thursday, we'll go to this place. Maybe you don't say the time. If you don't say the time until 11 a.m. that day, guess what? The date's canceled. That's your rule.
Not necessarily. It depends on the person. But for me, I need, personally, if someone asks me on a date or whatever, or even me personally, like, I'm going to, I even want the heads up.
I think you are right about that. And maybe that's like my lack of experience going on dates of like not knowing that stuff. And so, yeah. Anyway, we eventually... All I'm saying is this kind of echoes to that what happened the other day. Maybe we went on a couple of dates and
you briefly dated her.
It was cool. Yeah, we went on a couple of dates and we eventually did have relations.
Had a good time.
We had
okay. Well, and, sorry.
Mosquito
fucking bugs out here.
So And it was great. And then I left to go to LA for our dad's wedding. And then I got COVID in LA and I stayed there for a month. And then I was like, my God, I should probably record vocals for this thing with my brother here in LA. Anyway, two and a half months went by. I didn't come back. She's in Florida. I didn't come back to Florida. And I kind of like, we were talking almost every day. And then that like petered off into not talking like every week. And then like not very much over that 2 months.
Sure.
And then when I got back to Florida, I like texted her a few times and she didn't answer. And I was like, fuck. Because even though I knew it was supposed to be just, you know, whatever, this is nothing serious. And at the time I was dating one other person IRL here, sort of. The way we were friends with benefits, it wasn't really, it was sure. It was stated friends with benefits, and so that was very good. It was like absolutely no emotions, even yeah. though she did catch emotions, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had like her, and then there was like that girl from Colombia that I was like also like fell in love with. Maybe we'll get back to that, but there was like a couple people that I was like, these are other people that like me a lot, and this. So at the time when she didn't answer,
your options open.
At the time when she didn't answer my text when I came back to Florida, I was sad for like day and a half, but I was like, you know what, it's fine. There's other people,
yeah.
that like me.
Right.
So my boat stayed afloat.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead.
But so. I drove around in the van for a little bit. The girl from Colombia moved to the United States, and she told me when I was in Colombia that she might want to drive around in the van with me, see the sights, see the national park. She's a nature head. She's a really weird, like, nature person that thought, like, maybe she had some sort of connection with, like, the god mother goddess of earth through her like spirit, because she was like native Kogi. She was like part,
she probably was,
she looked like Bjork if Bjork was from the rainforest,
if Bjork was from Colombia.
She was so beautiful,
nativa,
and that's another reason why it didn't matter to me that this person here in Florida didn't answer my text, because I really did. We should say Zach and I were in Colombia for like 2 months, right? We were about to fly back to the United States. We had our COVID tests and everything. We were ready. We had our flights picked out. The night before, I went out on a date, on a Bumble date with this person in Colombia. And I was like, I'm in love. It happened again. I had one chamber in my boat and I filled it up with her. My kayak was completely afloat with the dream of this person immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not going back. And I went like 8 hours on a bus to go see her in this town like the next day. And then I stayed for like another month to just try to go on a few more dates with her, and like it was really scary, but I thought I had to do it. I thought, this is it. This is the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no one can blame me for that. Everyone wants that international story. I mean,
yeah. I don't know if that was part. I think that had to be part of it. I don't know.
Maybe not. But thinking about it, it would be cool.
It was. But I have to say, and I never told you this, but almost immediately, like the next, like 2 days into it, day and a half into it, things were great. We actually got along great. We were just like sort of on this bus for many hours, traveling, going around the town, but. Maybe like a day and a half into it, we were talking about like pronouns, right? Popular here in the United States to be like, what's your pronouns? And the most popular alternative to like the you know, he or her, his or hers,
sure.
is like the they, right?
Yeah.
The non-binary pronoun.
Yeah.
In Spanish, you have a lot of words that are, that have genders built into them, right? Like saying somebody is cute, if they're a guy, you say lindo. And if they're a girl, you say linda. And the A is feminine and the O is masculine always. She said that there was a movement in Colombia, or maybe in all of Latin America at the moment, to make gender neutral words. So if you saw somebody who is non-binary or whatever, thought they were cute, you would say linde with an E at the end. And the A was the non-binary letter. And to me, that makes a lot more sense than the they-them thing here, because to me, the they-them is being pluralized is a bit confusing. But just changing all of those words into like A instead of the O or A, like taking the gender out of the words, to me yeah. makes a lot of sense. And I was like, that's good.
Yeah, for sure. It makes it a lot easier for people to learn it too.
Oh yeah, it'd be only one way. It's weird that the gender thing's built into the words, I think.
It's just...
And that might be why they've got the machismo thing down there.
Definitely. It's built into their culture just like it's built into ours. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah. I feel like it's a little bit more deeply embedded because of that structure. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't think because of that. I think it's just because of...
More cultural?
Yeah.
You don't think the language has that much to do with it?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well... This person, this beautiful, we're going to call this girl Bjork because it's like hard to, she looked like Bjork.
Okay.
But Bjork would probably be cool with this, but okay, Bjork, I mean, that's confusing. All right. This woman didn't like the gender neutral words. She was like, that's stupid. Like, and I was like, it's good. It's like helping sure. people. I tried to explain it. And I should say that the language barrier was there between us. She was very good at English, but not incredible. And things were confusing sometimes. And yeah. so, but we disagreed on this, and I was like, that's not good. Like, I was thinking, at the point, the dream of her being, like, the girl
what
my dreams, sort of.
That, though? Like, she just was like, I don't like that? Like,
it was, if I can remember, it was just like, obviously there's guys and girls. Like, there's, you can't, like, basically, like, the thing, the anti-trans sort of, like, sentiment, yeah. like. The anti, like, basically just like, there's guys, there's a dick and there's a pussy, what do you got?
I mean, yeah, pretty much, just but more of like the nature type girl,
yeah,
like outlook of it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like she was into crystals and like she had like moon water, like she would put her crystals out during a full moon and like do like ceremonies and like cry during the ceremony. She was like fully a witch, but also like kind of conservative in that way, and that in the same way here that we have like the people that were like kind of like crystally naturalist type people, but they also were like the ones that were like super anti-vax and like kind of like conservative crystals people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sort of a faction here too,
for sure.
And so I was like, I guess maybe that's what she kind of is. She's kind of like a little bit on the conservative side, and I didn't see it because the language barrier. And I was like,
I mean, but was that like the only thing, like just like based on the language she thought that was stupid, or like
well, that was like a small reason why I was like, oh, okay
sure.
I think that does say something, you know. It's not nothing.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. It definitely does, but I don't know. I'd have to, like, I'd want to hear what they had to say, I guess.
At the time, I was like, that's funny.
I mean, she has to say, sorry.
At the time, I was like, this is fine. Look, we're having a little disagreement. Sure. We were still in the honeymoon phase, and it was like, I was like, whatever, that's
you'll
funny.
You'll learn.
I was thinking that. But, okay, so over time, I feel like I was, like, way too goo goo gaga over her, and she wasn't that as much into me. And she also had her dad die, like, not recently, but it really affected her, and I could tell that she was, like, basically not letting anyone get close to her because losing her dad who was close to her was so traumatic for her.
Yeah.
And so she wouldn't I was like, we almost had our birthdays on the same day and we were like, let's do something on our birthdays for our birthdays. And she wanted me to she was going to go to a mysterious place. We were in Bogota, which is the center of Colombia. And she wanted me to she was going to go to a random island or beach down on the coast of Colombia. And and she was just going to send me a picture and say, here's where I am. And then I had to go after her, chase after her. Yeah. And I was like, I really don't want to do that, but whatever. I mean,
right.
I was like, that is romantic, sure, but I would much rather just we get on the same plane and go somewhere. That would be easy.
Right. So
But she was all into this, no, we can't make plans to do everything. Everything has to be serendipitous sort of shit, magical type. Anyway, by the end, I was I was having so much volatility in my emotions because went down to the coast for she was down there and she was sort of saying where she was going to go. And so I went down to Santa Marta on the coast and I just got a hostel and I was waiting for her to text me where she was. And she'd send me I was like, I'd send her a picture. I'm here in Santa Marta, waiting for your directions. And then she would be send me a picture of her on the beach somewhere. And I'd be like, whoa, okay, where are you? and she wouldn't say. And I'd be like, whoa. And I had to just accept that as she's being mysterious or something. But I think it was I don't know what it was. But it really made me think what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, she really wanted you to pursue her hard.
I think so.
Or at least make it challenging, because she probably that's maybe probably fun, it's exciting.
I think so. Or maybe she thought this guy will do it for me, and she just wanted me to wanted the attention.
She wanted the attention. Maybe she wanted you to prove yourself.
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what her intentions were, but
eventually she was like, here's where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to this one hostel, which is down on the beach. It was actually the one we went to, Viajero, because the jungle, the national forest, was closed for 2 weeks. That they do it 2 weeks a year, they close the jungle. That's where we were gonna go, but that was closed.
Viajero or Viajaro?
Viajero, I don't know.
I don't remember either. Viajero,
but they give the jungle back to the native people for 2 weeks a year, and that was those 2 weeks, so we couldn't get into the jungle.
2 weeks, that's it.
I think that's what it is, and it actually is really cool.
Yeah,
I think that is nice.
Yeah,
nobody can go in. But so we were gonna go meet at this hostel that was it's a cool beach place. It's a whole resort place on the beach, and I got there and she said, I want to go to this one waterfall right by there. And I was like, cool. But she was still being very vague about it. We were just one text message, here. And then a text message, this waterfall, the name of the waterfall. And I was like, okay. And then I got there and I was like, well, she's not here. I don't know where she is. Maybe she's at this fucking waterfall. And so I hopped on a fucking motorcycle, on the back of a motorcycle with a guy, drove to the waterfall. I hiked 4 miles into the waterfall, climbed this rock face where there's all these different pools on this rock face. No, there's nobody there. And I was like, where the fuck is she? There's no cell reception anywhere. And so I'm just trying to come across her, the way that she wanted to make it feel magical, I guess. And I was just, I couldn't find her. I was so hungry. I was I had this giant bag of trail mix and I was just shoving it in my mouth, just trying to get calories because I've been hiking. I went 4 miles in, 4 miles back out to the road, was able to flag down a motorcycle guy, got back to Viajaro where there is Wi-Fi and signal. And then finally texted her and she's like, oh, I'll be there in a few hours. And I'm like, oh, fuck. anyway, she eventually did show up.
Same waterfall?
No. She eventually showed up at the hostel. And then we did go to the waterfall. And it was nice. It was nice when she was there. But I just, eventually, she was just like, this person, like, I'm, like, at her whim. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And I was, going back to the siren thing, I was under her spell. I was, like, in complete zombie mode. I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Because she looked like a fucking alien. Like, she looked really cool and...
Hey, Mom.
I'm going to pause 1 second here. Okay, sorry, folks. We had to take a little break because our mom came out. And if she heard any of this stuff, this would be way too juicy for her. And she would never stop talking about it. So all of her phone friends... She'd be sitting out back with a cigarette and a glass of wine talking about all this shit. Luckily, she doesn't know about this podcast, and even if I told her to listen to it, she wouldn't.
Yeah, that's the good part.
If she was here in person, she would be, like, soaking this up. This would be, like, the best day of her life.
Yeah, she would love it.
But if the way I can have her never hear it is putting it on a podcast.
Well... So, Zach's Show Live here. I'm here with That's All, folks. What's going on right now? What's happening?
I put on a Bjork track because I've been listening to this song a lot, and also because we were just talking about right before the break, I was saying I was doing anything for this girl because mostly, I mean, she was really nice and cool and, you know... But I think it was also that she looked so cool. She looked like a fucking alien. She was hot and she was like interesting looking. And I was like, I wanted to look at her for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I get it. She was hot.
She was hot. She had an accent. Like she would be like, that's amazing. And I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, she was a triple threat.
Why do you say these?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, everybody's got the foreign significant other fantasy.
Definitely. So I flew back to the United States and we continued to talk on WhatsApp and stuff. And we were like planning on like she's coming to the United States.
Were you guys talking
like,
kind of frequently or more sparingly?
Every couple days, I'd say. Not a lot. Maybe once a week sometimes.
What would you say? Like, hey, girl.
Or I'd send her a link to something that she might like or...
Sure, okay. All right, so you...
But it was still like, I wanted more. I was the one that was like, I want to talk to you more. But she was like, I don't want to have like... She wanted to keep it serendipitous,
did
right?
She
like, she's not trying to be into a relationship. She wanted us to like, if it works out, it works out sort of thing. Like, she's not going to try to keep this going over WhatsApp, which I did respect. But at the same time... I was goo goo gaga. So I but there was like the sort of attitude she was giving me over WhatsApp was making me think like I need to add a couple more chambers to my canoe because this person might not like me very much. Maybe. I don't know.
So that's when you continue to date.
Exactly. That's what
I think is a good thing to do.
And that's, yeah, I thought so too. I was like, that's what I should do. It felt good because when she was ignoring me, I was going on dates and like, it was fun. It was actually great. But then so that's when I met this person that didn't come to the hotel the other night. That's when I met her. And that's why when she stopped talking to me and when I came back here, I was like, whatever. I got this beautiful alien woman that likes me. I'm going to go meet up with her in New York, and then we're going to maybe drive around the country to, like, see some of the world. You know, I have never seen much of the country myself. She hasn't. We like nature. I thought it was going to be so beautiful. I show up there, and she's like, immediately she gets sick. She doesn't meet up with me. And I was like, damn, okay, I basically came here for you.
She gets sick?
She was like, I am sick.
Okay.
She was, I think she was sick, and she's in New York City just doing like waiting greeter at a restaurant or something like that, and then sending money back home. Even though I forgot to say another thing that was made her like my dream girl was like she was an architect, like she went to architect school and she was learning how to build domes in Colombia, but right. She came to the United States to take a break from that. She was doing a pretty intense job. I saw her doing it, and she worked like all hours of the day, all hours of the night. But she was an architect and wanted to build domes, and she looked like an alien. It's like, what else do you want? But she did sort of make me chase her around and stuff like that. So I was kind of being treated like not so nicely. I felt as if I was not being
respected.
I felt like the love I was showing wasn't being reflected back very, very equally, if much at all. I guess it was there, but less so. Mm. When I got to New York, she got sick. 5 days went by. She's like, I'm sick. And I was like, eventually she's like, okay, I'm not sick anymore. When we meet up finally, let's go to this restaurant. I was like, what about this one? She's like, no, not this one. And
she said, no, not that one?
I think so. She's vegan. Okay, she's like super okay. Like,
sure.
Nature-y. She thinks she's magical. But so I decided in the restaurant, I was like, cool. And then like the day of, I was like, let's go around 5. She's like, no. I'm like, okay, maybe 6 then. And then she's like, no, give me a second to think or something. Like, stop bugging me. And I was like, she was like, no, stop bugging me. It was like, stop prodding me for an answer. And I was like, I'm just trying to, you know, make plans.
Right.
And then I was like, am I like irritating you? And she said, yes. And I was like, fuck this person. She was putting me in an emotional landscape, to quote Bjork, of ups and downs, of like high highs where when we were together it was great, and then these low lows where like I'm like just trying to figure out what to do. And I was like, this is too turbulent for me. I can't do this anymore. Like, if I were in a relationship with this person, this is what it would be like, and it would never end. And I would be, it would suck. And as beautiful as she is, I don't think I could deal with this. And so I sent her like a mean message. I was like, look, you don't like me anymore. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't want to say what I said. It was some mean shit. And I don't know. I just wanted it to like never even have a chance again. I was like, I had a moment of clarity where I was out of the zombie fog. You know what I mean?
The spell had been lifted
for a moment. And I was like, I need, while the veil is lifted, I need to cast a spell so we don't talk to each other ever again. I could have just blocked her. I just said a mean thing. And I was like, I don't want to go anymore. I'm going to leave town. I see you later. And I blocked her.
Yeah.
On WhatsApp. And I did leave town. And then at that point, I was pretty fucking sad because, you know, a lot of my kayak things were popped at that point, and I was sinking pretty low.
Yeah, as you do. I mean, and given the situation, you know, you make lemonade.
I guess I did sort of look at it that way, in that. I'm going to be on the road and maybe, you know, meet some crazy people on the road. That could be fun. As we know from a few episodes ago, the episode entitled How to Tell Your Girl Her Pussy Stinks, I think. I didn't really have that much success on the road. It was hard to meet people, and I think I'm socially awkward to begin with. I'm not much of a swap person, so like the combination of only being in town for a moment, living in a van, blah 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 blah, people ain't trying to although the dream is this, I think, what people imagine I was doing, I think, when I talk to girls about what I was doing, they assume that I was just like laying pipe left and right every night, I think that's what they think.
Who thinks that?
I did talk to a few people, and that's what they assumed. I was like, yeah, I honestly did try to do that, and it didn't work. So yeah. I'll be completely honest with you. I would love for that to be the truth.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. Nothing, I didn't really, but I tried to, I was trying to become okay with what you've been doing, is living solo, being a solo person, right? And I actually did feel like I made a new friend down the road, and I think that helped. I was like, oh my God, a new friend can really fill
up. Yeah, that's true.
So that was actually really cool, because like that was at a point where I was like getting lonely, and I was like definitely swiping on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge every night, like just looking for a match, just like hoping and praying and like nothing working out. I think I went on like I went on 2 dates. They were bad.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I can't really imagine trying to like date like when you're like just living out of your van. Like that's really
you really hope for someone who's doing the same thing.
For sure.
And there's plenty of people who are like that, so it's not like it's out of the question.
There are, but the pool is, I don't know, like, because everyone, it's just, I guess you just do it and you meet people, I don't know, but I think it would be really difficult, I think.
I forgot, I went on 3 dates, and one girl did live in her van, she's in Los Angeles, and she was pretty cool, but there is no magical spark there.
Yeah.
But... Well, I became okay with just being alone. I was like, that's fine. I mean, I'm cool, whatever. I had all my digital girlfriends still.
Most of them.
Most of them. I mean, some of them go out and in. I have like 2 digital girlfriends that are like, basically feel like girlfriends. Like they feel like they care about me. Well, the one person I met down in Colombia, a different girl, she really treats me like a real girlfriend and cares about me, and I try to do that for her too. And I'm like, are we ever going to really talk, or is this just like an emotional thing? And it's really weird. Same thing, this girl from Australia, like I'll talk to her about what's going on in my life. She'll talk to me about hers, and we'll just like talk, you know, and it's like, I don't think we're ever going to meet, but they are great, and we send nudes, and there's other people too. Those are the ones that are like emotional, and then there are other ones that are just like nudes. But I became okay with that's cool. That's good with me. I'm sorry.
And that's it.
That's
the end.
So I get back here for Christmas. Let's do another. Our mom just cooked us a dinner of something. General Tso's chicken or something like that.
I don't know. No, it's not that, but...
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I'm happy about it.
So let's bring this back to Christmas time.
I gotta do something. Like, we've been sitting here for a while. We gotta wrap this up.
You wanted to hear about this.
I want to hear, dude, but I also need to get ready for shit tomorrow. Like, I've been sitting here for, like, 2 hours.
I have a timer on. It's been about 50 minutes or something. This is broken up into 2 pieces. So, we're back here to Christmas. I'm hoping the person that I lost, you know, touch with, who was here in LA. Mm-hmm. Let's call her Sarah. Yeah, any good beautiful names? I guess sure, Sarah, whatever. It's not a beautiful name, but Sarah. Sarah, I was like, I texted her, and I think the reason why we talked a few months before, and she was like, implied she was dating somebody, because she was like, it petered out between us, and we never really talked about where we were. At Christmas time, I was like, maybe it fucking fucked up between them. So I'll message her. She didn't answer. I think I told you the time. I was like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
This bums me out. I thought maybe maybe, because I really did like her. And, you know, a couple weeks went by or something, and I'm friends with her on Be Real. Suddenly, I joined Be Real. We talked about how we were at Christmas, our Christmas episode, we said we're going to join Be Real. We did. And this girl was on it, and I was like, oh my God, she's out there. I see her. We say some like flirty things between each other on Be Real after a few weeks. And I'm like, okay, I guess it's back on. And so I was like, hey, do you want to go out to get drinks sometime? She was like, yeah. And then we went out and got drinks. I was okay. At this point, I had turned her into the only, she was the only one. I had romanticized her. I was like, she really said some, we had a great connection. She was very nice. I thought she looked very beautiful. Checked all the boxes, and I was like, this is it. I've been trying to have my slut era for too long. I've dated around, and I feel like this is a good person to like at least focus on and like be like, let's date, let's be a thing, right?
Right.
I felt good about that decision.
Sure.
And so I was like really wanting to make it work. I got her a present for the date, like a stuffed animal that I thought she would like. She did like it. The day went really well. We had drinks, we talked, we kissed, we made out. It was great. And I was like, yes, we're back, baby.
you did say that.
When I got back, I said, we're back, baby.
You said you're back. And I was like, okay, wow, okay. Excellent.
Rara. Mm-hmm. The combination of Ryan and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, right now, you know, like I said, living out of a van, sleeping at our mom's house, gonna go planning on leaving town already like a month ago. I've just been honestly staying here for this person because I thought maybe it would work out, we would see each other. I delayed leaving many weeks because of this, and I don't want to bring her back here. It's weird, too many people at this house. No, we have to be quiet. No,
it's not a good situation.
And so the other night, like, I think we would have maybe, if I would have had a place, gone back, maybe. Who knows?
Sure.
I think yes. But anyway, I was like, I don't want to do that. Let's, another day this week, let's just get a hotel, get an Airbnb, hang out. And she was like, all right, tell me what day. And I was like, cool, that day I'll find one for us.
Yeah.
2 days later, you know, we're chatting, we chat a little bit, and 2 days later, I see her at Starbucks before she goes into her job. We meet up for a couple minutes at Starbucks.
Yeah.
5 minutes or so. And at the end of the convo, I was like, so this day of the week, right? You still want to do that, right? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, cool. All right. I guess I'll probably see you then Monday. I'll just say it was Monday. Yeah. I guess I'll see you Monday. She's like, all right, yeah, I'll see you Monday. Awesome. A few hours later, I find a hotel. And I send a message. Here's where we're going on Monday. Some exclamation point.
Yeah.
And then I think I sent her a track that I thought she'd like. And I said like two other things. And eventually she said some things about some other link I sent. Didn't really acknowledge the hotel thing. And I mean, we're still flirting on Be Real and shit.
Sure.
And I'm like, things are going good. Monday, she said, see you Monday. We're going to go to Monday, you know. Monday comes around. You saw me. I was like, I wanted this night to go well.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little bit about sex, for sure. But it was more about I wanted to just have a fun time.
Sure.
And I was physically ill because I was so nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You saw me. You said I looked sick, right?
Yeah, yeah. You were definitely acting weird.
I was so nervous all day, and I messaged her like around 11 or so. I was like, so I'm gonna go there around 5, you know, blah blah. That I don't know what time you want to go, but that's what I'm gonna do. Didn't answer me. I was like, whatever, maybe she's busy, whatever.
I'm
eating food. It tastes like shit because it tastes like nothing. I'm so nervous. I'm on a barf.
What time was this at? Well, she didn't text you back?
Around 11 a.m.
Right.
I think I said like one or two other things after that. And then at like 5 or 6, I was like, all right, I'm in. What time do you think you're going to get here? Didn't answer me. Hour goes by or so. And I was like, okay, this is not good. And I was like, maybe she just like didn't see that I got the hotel. Maybe that was lost in the shuffle of those messages that I sent that day. And so I went up to the message. I replied to the message. I said, I'm sorry, did you see this? Maybe. And she's like, and then she eventually did answer after that. She was like, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to get like talk about it more. If we were going to get a hotel, like this is, I wasn't ready. I can't do it. Something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, but what do you mean? Like, talk about where we want to get it or what? You said you wanted to go like twice. Like,
yeah.
Like, we said we wanted to do this. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, no, I'm sorry. It is my fault. I have like anxiety about it. I just can't. I think, I don't know what the situation was. I don't know if this is a lie. I don't know what's going on, but. It seemed clear that we said this is what we were going to do, but then maybe I just need, and I didn't want to like bug her and be like, did you see that message about that? You know what I mean?
Right.
I
thought. No, because she did see it.
And we said, yeah, I don't know. But so then I was like, okay, can I call you? I just wanted to like call her and be like, what happened? Like what?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she didn't say yes or no. And then eventually I was like, all right, I'm just going to fucking try to call her. Didn't answer.
Right.
I was like, damn. Okay. Well, I don't want to like keep being like, burr, 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 you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, what the hell? Like,
what time is it at this point? Like late? Like
8 maybe.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I sent her a video message and I played her a song on guitar.
Wait, what? At what point?
It's like an hour later or two. And I wasn't even drunk or high or anything. I was completely sober, but I felt so fucking blindsided. Like,
sure.
And maybe it was my, well, she said it was, she admitted that like it was a bit her fault. I mean, maybe I could have been more clear. I don't know.
Right.
But
whatever.
I think, but it felt like she didn't actually want to do this. And like, maybe she was just like, afraid to say no
too. Yeah,
I don't know, but yeah, I was like, oh my god, I'm just like a giant loser. I'm just at this hotel now. I bought a hotel,
yeah,
and I'm just here, and I brought fun stuff to do and snacks and like drinks and like just,
yeah, I mean, that's sad. That's fucking depressing.
I even brought the MDMA, the party drug, but I didn't know, but I wasn't gonna, I was going to be like, we shouldn't do this, but if you want to, we can do this. I was going to put no pressure on it.
Right.
Uh-huh. Because honestly, I didn't think it would be a good idea, but right. Eventually I would have liked to.
Sure.
But I wanted the options to be open, so I brought everything. I had planned a fun night, and now I'm like, just here alone. I crack open like a stupid Truly or something. I send her a video message with the song. I thought that sending her the message with the guitar song would show that I honestly have never played a song for her, so I just wanted to do that. And I thought it was like, maybe she had this thing in her mind that I just got a hotel and I just want to fuck her and like,
sure,
just
yeah,
like use her. And like, I think that's what it is. And like, that's not how I feel. So I know in my heart, I like this person. I'm painting a picture of our life together for the years ahead.
It's a dangerous
thing. I'm picturing.
It's a dangerous thing to paint.
And I knew that. And I knew the first night when we went on the date, I was like, look, I think I'm like really, I was upfront about it. I was like, I'm like way too head over heels for you. Like, it's like kind of stupid. Like, I'm going to try to chill on that, but I really,
you said that
something along those lines.
Oh no.
I know. Oh. That's the thing is like, oh. I found that whenever I'm too honest with people and I really like them, I think it's pretty, it comes across as insane.
Yeah. I mean, whenever someone's not totally, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, the thing is, like, you guys had just, like, that was the first time you hung out in a long time.
Yeah. But the first, but we really got along.
Yeah.
The, like, 6 months or so previous.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously is kind of nervous. She doesn't really totally trust you.
Yeah, I know.
About what your intentions are, so.
Well.
So what's the state now? What happened?
She never really. I was like, eventually, like.
You're a bitch.
No. we haven't. She hasn't actually answered my text ever since, like, that night.
That was it.
That was it. Just like, sorry, it's kind of my fault. I thought I could do it. Blah, blah, blah. Like, basically being like,
I'm prude.
But I've got anxiety about it, and it's like kind of, she's a bit scared. I don't know, but the thing about it is like, I don't know. It, in my mind, I'm like, I suck. It was something I did. I came across as insane. She thinks I just want to fuck her.
I mean, you could think whatever you want.
Well, but that's what you do. Whenever you don't have answers, you fill it in with your insecurities. And so everything,
really true.
Everything that I'm insecure about,
that's what's
is what the problem
is. Yeah.
And I try to remember, like, this, she is actually very timid. Like, the first, like we said, the first day, like, we canceled our first date because I waited too long. She is very, a bit, like,
nervous.
It's almost like an unfamiliar cat. You go over to somebody's house and they're like, oh, he's not like that around other people. He's hiding under the couch. She's kind of like, I have to, like, really be a little, I have to be very
Gentile.
Yeah. But, and I think I fucked up. I think I was too erratic. You know, when you're erratic around a cat, it hides from you and it's afraid of you.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, you never know what certain people like that, certain people don't. I mean, depending on where you're at, where your mentals is at, and what, I don't know, dude. It's just like, people are complicated.
I know. And I try to remember, like, there's probably a lot going on that I don't know about. And, like, but, of course, right now I'm just, like, this sucks. And my kayak is completely underwater. I've got no boat. It's been really sad. And I'm, like, I think I fucked up. I don't think she's going to answer me ever again. Like,
I think that she will, maybe, but she definitely needs some time to, like, kind of, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what happened exactly.
I think that she's going to probably let you know eventually, but it's probably maybe take, like, a couple weeks.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that, but.
I do not like that. It just sucks. I have no answers, and I'm just like,
I mean, I don't really know exactly how it was left off besides what you just told me, but I mean, that will, she's probably got other shit going on that you don't know about, that
I think you are right, and I have to think that way, but basically, that's love. Love, baby, don't hurt me. What is love? So, I'm in an emotional landscape, in a state of emergency. It was bad, and I tried to, I was at the hotel, And I was like, this absolutely bites. But I tried to be on the bright side. I was like, maybe I just like pretend like I just got myself a hotel to have a night alone.
Yeah.
And they had a bathtub in there, and I took a bath, and I watched Squidbillies. And because Squidbillies is like a real comfort show to me. And I just drank like two of those like seltzers, like vodka seltzers. I ate an edible, and I was super, super sad. I can't lie. Like I couldn't,
for sure.
But I didn't want to come. I didn't want to leave. I was like, I paid for it. Whatever. I'll turn the air conditioning up and make a nice cool night.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
And that was nice, but I didn't really get to sleep. It was hard. I just had to like basically just fill my eyes with Squidbillies and really just try to. It was bad. There's no way around it. It was depressing. And when I woke up the next day, I was like, well, there's a line in Squidbillies that really rang true. The main character said, well, the curtain closes on another sad day in my pathetic goddamn life. And that made me laugh out loud. That was
beautifully sad.
Well, the curtain closes on another sad day of my pathetic goddamn life. And it really felt like that.
I'm sorry that happened to you. But
the next day I woke up and I was like, look, I had a great sleep. Sorry about everything. If you want to go on just like another normal date, like I want to go kayaking. So let's go kayaking. Let me know when you're free. Mm-hmm. And that's basically all I've said since then. I sent her like another song or something today.
Oh,
I need to stop?
Yeah.
But the thing about it is I have been sending her songs like every day.
Dude, but she's not responding like that.
She didn't before that much. Sometimes she'd like them. Sometimes she wouldn't. This is my problem.
You need to let. You're probably freaking her out a little bit. You need to just chill until she interacts with you. I think it's probably for the best.
I can't do that. It's really hard to hear that.
Well, I mean, at least wait like another wait. You need to wait a couple days to a solid week if you want to text her again. Maybe text her next week.
This really bites.
I'm just saying, like, she's already feeling awkward, and now it's probably more awkward, and now she, like, does not know what to do. So she probably needs a little bit of breathing time.
This is a real insight into my psyche, and I think this is another reason why I only write sad songs, is because, like, when I feel like this, I feel like I'm like, I don't know what to fucking do, and I feel crazy, and I just have to like I don't know, for some reason it's like an
anxiety. You have like anxious energy.
But I just see this pattern over and over again with myself, and it sucks. And so I don't know, I thought I was doing the right thing by, like, you know, before when we were talking like 6 months ago, one time she was like talking to me and I was like, oh, I'm like busy or something. I can't do something. I don't remember. She said something like I was too busy and I couldn't do something with her one day. And she was like, hey, don't treat me like a back burner bitch.
Who said that to you?
This person that just treated me like a back burner bitch.
Oh, okay. Well, she's getting...
I think it's like, what I did to them, you've done to me. Rivers.
I mean, you just...
Pinkerton. Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, dude. And, you know, this is a good advice for anyone.
But I was trying to treat her like a front burner bitch. I was trying to put her on the front burner, and that freaked her the fuck out.
But you didn't even... You done put her on the front burner. You hadn't even heated up the damn stove. You know? It's not burning hot till you heat up the stove first.
You are right. I know that's... I fucked up.
I mean, maybe you fucked up.
But she said she wanted to. I don't know. There's a combination of things.
Sorry, but she's also a young girl. You gotta fucking take that into consideration. She's not totally mature.
She's in her mid-20s.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry. I'm dumb now. I mean, I can excuse anybody for anything. I understand. There's a combination of me fucking up and miscommunication going on. This is a look into my psyche.
You put a lot of emotional stock into her, which I understand, but you need to take that stock and you need to pour it into yourself.
That is really good advice, and I know that's what I have to do. I want to try really hard to.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same for myself and my family.
Next episode, we're going to talk about Zach's love legacy.
That might not be for a little while, but maybe eventually we'll get there.
He's got a lot. His stuff is way more dramatic than some of the stuff I've said. Kind of. It's a whole different thing, but equally dramatic.
Well, we got to go eat dinner. Mom's made dinner.
All right. Thanks for listening in. I mean, I hope that was somehow... I was trying to be really honest, and I hope you can get something out of it.
That's a very honest look into your life, so appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you. All right. You guys like the show, talk about us on stuff, and link to us. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional. A landscapes, they puzzle me. The riddle gets solved, and you push me.